This is the Green Industry Podcast with Paul Jamieson. Join Paul as he chats with today's green industry experts and leaders about how to build a successful business and live a purposeful life. Here's your host, Paul Jamieson.
All right, guys, today we are talking with a fellow Georgian, Brett Penegai. What's up, Brett?
What's up, brother?
Oh, I'm just chilling, man. I'm about to go get my hair cut now that the quarantine's over. I'm going to get a fresh haircut, and I'm hoping that the gym is going to be open. I keep begging, or not begging them, but bothering them. Like every day, I'm like, are you guys open yet? They're like, not yet, Paul. You know, next day I come back, you open? Not yet, Paul. So they told me soon. So I'm hoping that I'll go get to pump some iron.
You know
I like a girl.
Oh, yeah. You got to get in there and get ripped up, man.
Absolutely. Well, hey, just so everyone knows, you pulled off to the side of the road just for good audio quality. So we appreciate you, Brett.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, tell everybody, you have a very unique situation. Tell us a little bit about your schedule, what you want to do, and you know, give us a little portfolio here of your unique situation.
Well, guys, I'm 27. As Paul mentioned, I am a fellow Georgian. I actually don't live very far from him. I live about an hour north of him, probably. I own my own landscape company. I help my wife's cousin with his grading company, and I work a full-time job on top of that at the University of Georgia, where I'm an engineer. It's very tough having to battle all three, but I do it. And you know, in the next few years, I don't really look to be at the university if I can help it. I'm just only there for, not only the benefits, but also the pay, and it works out good with the schedule. It's just, not where I want to be. And I'd say 5 years, I want to be working for myself.
So when you wake up in the morning, Brett, you're not like, man, I can't wait to get to, do you go to Athens, Georgia? Or is it a branch or what?
No, I go to Athens.
Okay, so you don't wake up in the morning just, I can't wait to get out of bed to go to UGA today. That's not the dream that God put in your heart?
No, it's not. As mentioned, I'm only there. It's mainly for the benefits, just because of the good insurance package that they have. Mm-hmm. That's really the only reason that I'm there.
Yeah. Well, it's been interesting, and this has not been intentional, Brett, but our last few episodes, we interviewed Dylan Stevenson from Dayton, Ohio. He had a full-time job for years at Gordon Food Service, just wasn't the passion of his heart. And this spring, he made the jump, and now he's doing landscape installations full-time up there in Dayton, Ohio. Last episode, we talked to Colton Bisbo from Rochester, New York. Same story. He actually got fired from his job, but now he's going into full-time lawn care. So you're working at UGA full-time, but then I'm always seeing you on Instagram and, grading, doing some grading work, and then you have your lawn care company. So what would be, the realistic, steps to get you full-time?
As I've heard you say, and of course, me and you both follow Dave Ramsey, and we try to follow his plan. I want to make sure that the boat is close to the dock as possible. I don't want to just by no means, hop off the boat and have to swim. I want to make sure that, I don't have a whole lot of debt. And I don't know if you know this, Paul, but the only real debt that I have now is a mortgage payment. I don't have any vehicle payments. Yeah, I don't have any vehicle payments. My company, my landscape company, is completely debt-free.
What kind of truck you got?
I've got a 2003 Chevy 1500 four-wheel drive.
All right, and that sucker's paid off.
Oh, yeah. Paid off. It was actually a gift from my father-in-law for Christmas in 2017.
Wow. So your vehicle is paid off, and all your land. What lawn care equipment do you have for your part-time lawn care company?
We've got a Bobcat CRZ52. It's fixing to be paid off as of today. It's fixing to be paid off.
Come on.
Yes, sir. So I'm fixing to pay off. I called yesterday. I owe a little over $1,300. I'm paying that sucker off this morning. Let's see. We have a Toro push mower. That's just for our, we have one small yard that we use it on. Probably going to have to let her go because it's just not feasible for me to keep her. And then we run steel handhelds. I have a Husqvarna combi unit, and then I run an Echo blower, and then I have a steel chainsaw. So I kept it basic, you know, because as you said, I've heard you say before, don't got to get a bunch of debt. Just use the bare minimum to get by, you know, scratch, claw, save.
Absolutely. That dude, I started 10 years ago in a Honda Accord with the weed eater hanging out the window. And now, you know, yesterday I was just looking, all my equipment's brand, well, you know, all my equipment's 1 year old or, you know, brand new. I got everything I need, and I got all the, you know, I got, you know, you like football. I work for the Atlanta Falcons players, you know what
right,
I mean? Like,
right.
I'm like, and people look at it now and they're like, man, you got lucky. I'm thinking, lucky? You have no idea how much grind and scrap and, you know, a ghetto Honda Accord that with the paint's all falling off of it. It wasn't even my car. I had to rent it. I was in such a tough spot. I was renting a ghetto Honda Accord. Like, don't call me lucky, pal.
Right.
Oh, you got lucky. Come on. Scratch, claw, save, buy it. Keep on going, man.
Exactly.
So tell us, I want to talk grading. This is something that I personally, Brett, I have a subcontractor. My buddy Joe comes out and, you know, when we do sod installations, and he'll grade it to perfection. But teach us a little bit about grading, man.
Well, it's kind of, you know, it's an interesting field to be in. I grew up doing it because that's what my granddaddy done when he retired from his job in 97. He went into the grading business, and there for a while, I mean, that's all we'd done was dig footings for houses. We'd done electric lines, water lines, septic lines, full-blown landscape installs. I mean, the whole nine yards. But like I said, it's an interesting field. I love it because I grew up doing it. I love playing in the dirt. I mean, who doesn't like playing in the dirt for a living?
Right. So how do you know when you're preparing for a home to be built, you know, and it's just a plot of land, what kind of instructions do you have of how you have to grade everything? How do you know what the final grade is supposed to be?
Well, they'll give us a site plan. And then, of course, before anything is done, we'll go out and assess the property and see what kind of needs to be done, kind of get a figure on numbers and stuff like that. And then, like I said, they give us a site plan. We have certain setbacks we have to meet as far as off the road, off of adjacent structures, off the property lines. If there's a buffer, like for instance, there's a lot that we just got done with down towards Athens that had a buffer, and we had to be so many feet off that buffer.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you kind of look at the site plan, and it'll tell you what your final grade's supposed to be, use a laser level, and stuff like that.
Wow. So have you seen the technology in the Bobcats and the machines over the years? You know, when my buddy Joe was just telling me, because he's been doing it for like 25 years, how much like manually he had to kind of handle everything back in the day. And now it's just, you know, you can really just kind of let the machine go to work for you.
Right. Yeah. Nowadays they do have lasers that you can mount on the machines. And a lot of times your good operators, they can actually sit in the seat and can kind of get it almost perfect by just sitting in the seat, because you can kind of feel how the machine moves. You can kind of feel when you're leaning too much. Mm-hmm. But like I said, a good operator, I mean, can get it just nearly perfect.
Man, that's awesome. So how many hours a week do you do grading? Because I feel like every time I'm scrolling through Instagram, I see Brian's Lawn Maintenance. He posts something. And then, you know, Caleb Allman will have a picture of his wife and a Bobcat. And then you come up on my newsfeed all the time. And Brett Services. And what's your Instagram handle?
Brett Services LLC.
Yeah. You're always up in my newsfeed, but you're always grading. I never see you out there mowing or anything. I always see you grading. So what's the ratio of your grading to your mowing?
I would say, man, I would dare say that, cause see, I'm making a transition. I'm slowly getting out of the maintenance side of things. I'm wanting to go into the more of landscape, you know, full blown grading type deal,
mm-hmm.
Just because of the opportunity that has been presented to me, you know. But I would dare say that grading takes up about 90% over my over the lawn maintenance side.
Okay, and you but you're basically an employee for what, your uncle?
It's my wife's cousin.
Okay, your wife's cousin. So is your dream to resign from UGA eventually and work full-time for him, or you want to work full-time for Brett's Grading Services, like your company?
I'm really wanting to, I want to leave the university and cut out on my own. Mm-hmm. But it just depends on if that opportunity presents itself. I don't want to force anything.
Right.
And I definitely, and like as mentioned, I want to make sure that the boat is close enough to the dock. That way I'm not struggling. I want to make sure that all my ducks are in a row and all that.
Yeah. Well, Brett, that's very, very wise. And for those listening who've not heard this terminology before, you know, get the boat close to the dock. I've been blessed to talk with men from all over, literally all over the world, and especially, you know, all over the United States of, hey, I want to switch, you know, my career. I want to do my own paver company. I want to do my own concrete company. I want to do my own lawn care landscaping company. But just to go into your boss and say, hey, I quit, and then try to start a business, then you're really going to be screwed, because you're not going to get that steady salary that you had, and you're not going to get all those benefits that you had, and you don't know what you're doing in the business, and then everything's going to blow up, and you're going to be even in a worse spot. And so Dave Ramsey says the boat close to the dock is, you know, I go to Lake Oconee all the time, man. I get the boat right next to the dock that you just step into the boat, and then it's an effortless transition. And that's what, you know, Dave Ramsey encourages, and that's what I've tried to do in my adjustments and pivots, is make it so it's just so easy to make, you know, you'll know when it's the right timing. When, like Dylan said, when he went to Gordon Foods and put in his resignation, they're like, yeah, dude, we saw this coming. We knew this was going to happen. And it was just the right timing to make the move. You know what I mean?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about your financial journey. Cause you know, a lot of guys, we're living in the Instagram, Brett, generation where everyone wants to show off, you know, how great everyone's life is. But what you don't see behind the post is a lot of times they don't show the interest that they're paying on their payments to have that lifestyle.
Right.
So what kind of sacrifices did you make, Brett? What's been your journey to get debt free? Cause you just don't get debt free.
Right. No, you just don't wake up and everything's forgiven. No, that's not the world we live in. But I'll be glad to share that, Paul. It all started, it's kind of a funny story and an interesting story, to say the least. 2014, I'd done something very stupid, as any young teenage boy would do. I went out and bought a pickup truck. Spent $15,000 on a vehicle, between my payment and the insurance every month, I was spending $500 a month.
Oh,
now,
my gosh.
Granted, I was, you know, I was single and had the money to do that, but I wasn't looking forward. I was looking backward, so to speak. I wasn't thinking for the future. And so when my wife and I, after we got engaged, and we'd already been married, because I got this pickup truck in 2017. This was actually a gift to me, and I made a decision then. I said, okay, well, I'm going to sell my pickup. And I called and got the payoff amount, and I knew that I was going to have to eat a little bit on the cost. And I posted it for sale, and everybody's like, oh, you're asking way too much. You're not going to get that. Well, about a week and a half later, I had a guy bring me $8,000 cash.
Wow.
And I had to come up with $1,000 to, you know, make up the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, he test drove the truck, come back. I had to wait about 2 or 3 days, and he come back and bought the truck. We went and paid it off. And I knew then that was my turning point.
Mm.
Well, I sold my truck. I sold my truck in January 2017. And then September of 2017, I got rear-ended.
Mm.
And I nearly lost everything that I had. Everything but my mower survived.
Wow.
My mower survived. Everything else did.
And you survived.
Right. I lost the truck, lost the trailer. As you know, like I said, my mower was the only thing that, you know, come out with hardly no damage. So then that kind of, you know, pushed me back. And then I got to really thinking, do I want to pursue, the landscaping stuff? And so So I made a decision, this, that, and other. And so I knew from then on, I said, all right, you know, no more borrowing money unless I absolutely have to, unless a dire strait arises and I can't do anything. And so when I got this truck, I knew then, you know, I was going to, you know, catapult myself into the, you know, into financial freedom. And then interesting point of this is I have a rental income property that I use, and that's working for me. And then, you know, I'm out here just killing it.
Mm. Yeah. Your work ethic is, encouraging, Brett. And I think we all can, you know, point back, or maybe we don't have that defining moment, but there comes a time where you have like an aha moment or the defining moment, or just you draw a line in the sand and you say, you know, you know what? I've had it. I'm going to change this financial situation. I'm going to change. I just, my heart breaks, Brett, for people that wake up in the morning that aren't excited about life, that dread going to work. Like, we were created on purpose, like with a destiny and a purpose. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, and until you find, if you're not in it, it's okay. But at least acknowledge and recognize, okay, I'm not in it. I this job I'm going to, or this life I have right now, something, I've heard it said, Brett, that like, some people feel like they have a bungee cord around them and they just get a little bit ahead. They move forward a little bit and the bungee cord pulls them right back. And they just,
right. They
can't seem to, you know, break into the freedom of their destiny. And so to see a young man like yourself, you know, that's financially, you know, you don't have any debt other than your mortgage and you're fixing to get that paid, you know, you'll get that paid off one day. And, just to see your work ethic and to see that you're moving into the direction that, hey, I want to be in the middle of my destiny. It's inspiring, my friend.
Right. It's definitely not been easy. I will tell you that there's been a lot of long nights, you know, a lot of long days, a lot of missed events with family. There's definitely some sacrifices, some major sacrifices that have been made. And I don't know if you know this, but I got two girls, so I've had mm-hmm. to miss a lot of firsts for them in order to get my family to where we are. But it's definitely been worth it.
Yeah, well, we applaud you for being a good husband and father and working hard to provide for your family, and we're cheering for you. I follow you on the Instagram, and I appreciate you, Brett. You're a friend of the show, and I appreciate all the times you share the show. I notice it, you know, when you put it on Instagram and shout out the show. We certainly appreciate it. And how can people follow you? I'm going to put your link to Instagram in the show's notes, but tell everyone how they can follow along and watch your journey.
They can follow me on Instagram at Brett Services LLC. It's the same for Facebook and it's the same for YouTube. I do a lot of stuff on Instagram more so than the other two, but I'm slowly starting to get better at the YouTube game and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So any three platforms is good.
Awesome. And I'll link your Instagram. And all you guys got to do in the show's notes is just click on that link and it should take you right over to Brett's Instagram. Give him a follow. We appreciate your time. Is there anything else? We've been working on this for like a year to get you on the show. We're not going to tell everyone the dream you had, but you had a very profound dream about me and my destiny. And you called me one day, and I don't think you realize how encouraging that was to me, because it really helped give me direction. You know, sometimes in life, we need to know what to do. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
And Brett has a dream one night and he calls, or what did you call me or Instagram message me or something?
I think I messaged you on Instagram.
Yeah. And then I was like, well, that's interesting. What was your, I take dreams serious. I could tell you guys some dreams that are just why, like I'll dream something and then it will happen, or I'll dream something and it will warn me about something that's, you know,
that's coming.
Yeah. Like for example, I had a dream one time of, there's people on Instagram, they look like their life's perfect. You know what I mean? I had a dream one night and they were in this gigantic fight and it was like scary. Like I woke up, I was so scared. I was like, oh my gosh, I was going to actually call this person, be like, hey, are you okay? Cause the dream was so scary. And then like 2 weeks later, I found out they got divorced.
And oh, so wow.
Stuff like that happens all the time. Like I'll dream something and then it just will warn me about a situation, or it will, how, like exactly what I dreamed is like deja vu, I guess is not the word I want to use, but you know what I'm saying? It happens in real life then. And anyway, you had a really encouraging dream and you called me and I was like pumped up. I was like, yeah, let's go.
Well, I've been praying for you, brother, man. I really want it to work out because I know that you're longing for that destiny as far as that relationship goes. And I'm, I'm really pushing for you, and I hope that it works out.
Man, I really appreciate it, and I appreciate your friendship and encouragement, man. And we never even got to hang out in real life, and you live right down the road, but we hang out on the internet just about every day, and I appreciate you being a friend of the show.
Right, definitely. Likewise, and I appreciate you, Paul, with all the interviews that you're doing. Your dream is finally coming true with the podcast. I remember hearing the story. You were in the the U-Haul truck in Iowa.
I was in Illinois in the U-Haul truck, and the Lord spoke to my heart. If you build it, they'll listen. And I saw it, that people were listening all over the United States in their pickup trucks, literally in their Bobcat. I saw it all. And now it's actually coming to pass. And shout outs to everyone in Australia and New Zealand. I mean, Brett, people are listening in all over the world, all across Europe. We got, faithful audience. And of course, Canada's like, I didn't even know there's this many lawn care landscaping guys in Canada. Canada's like, they're plugged into the show. And then of course, all across America, it's pretty wild, man. It is very wild. And we got exciting things around the corner. Some very, very exciting things around the corner that you guys will be finding out about soon. So thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, man. Well, I know you pulled off the side of the road just to join the Green Industry Podcast. So guys, go give Brett some love and follow him on Instagram. And Brett, you keep crushing it, man. I'm cheering for you, dude.
I will. Hey, real quick, Paul. Are you going to GIE this year?
Come on. What kind of question is that? That's a lock on my schedule. As long as we have GIE, I'll be there, and we're actually going to be on the road. Marty might even come this year too.
Yeah, I was just about, you got to bring Marty. Everybody wants to meet Marty, including myself.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping either him or Brian might come. We'll see. Marty just actually, I don't know if Marty's not in the studio right now. Brett and I kind of spontaneously set this up, but Marty recently got married. And
really?
Yeah. So he's
awesome.
He's living the dream right now. But either him or Brian, I'm hoping, because I need to bring one of them, because I'm gonna interview like Chris Kaiser and folks from Echo, hopefully Ed Wright, and folks from all these different companies, Toro, Exmark, and I'm gonna interview all these folks, and I don't want to stumble and fumble the interviews. I want it to be as professional as possible. That's So I'll bring somebody, I'm hoping, and get everything properly recorded there.
Well, good deal. Well, Paul, I greatly appreciate your time, brother. Go get your hair cut and then go try to find a gym, pump that iron, brother.
Yeah, dude, I used to have my belly used to be all flubby, and it's actually pretty, it's like a rock right now. So I got these football guys I hang out with, they have 8-packs or 6-packs, like if they're
Rico.
Yeah, Ricardo Allen, he's been slacking a little bit lately. I saw him with his shirt off the other day, and I'm like, I don't see a 6-pack, Rico, but it was flat. But anyway, I got to get the girl. I don't want the 6-pack and not the girl, but I want the girl. So we'll see.
Good deal, brother.
All right,
good
man.
Deal.
Have a blessed day. You're the man.
All right. Appreciate it, Paul.
Thanks for your time. See ya.
See you, bud.